I think what the church has done, you know, for a number of years, is take the issue of homeless, and probably do, I suppose, at least three things. One is actually to try and find homes to offer shelter. The other is perhaps a bit more like first aid, but actually staffing, supporting soup kitchens, so that people who are homeless do actually have, you know, a good meal a day, and if they can't afford to go and eat anywhere else, there's food there. And thirdly, to try to offer emotional and pastoral support. Though this can be, it's a tricky thing to do, and there are experts out there, organisations like St Petroc Society, New Connections, Cosgarne Hornets and Hostel, who have more experience and perhaps more professional training in that. But I think Christians and churches are able to, yeah, to offer something as part of the package to support those people who are sleeping rough.
We've seen in the news that Cornwall Council has been forced to introduce some cuts to frontline services, and some have said that's affected the help that the homeless are receiving. Is that something you'd agree with, or something you'd say you've experienced based on the homeless people you've met?
I would certainly say that the cuts to what's known as supporting people have had a bad impact on those people sleeping rough. What supporting people did was offered a floating support, particularly for those people who perhaps had managed to go from being homeless into a hostel. What they had then was support. So if you imagine you've been on the streets for 2 or 3 years and then you're given a house, it's still very, very difficult. You've forgotten about budgeting. You've forgotten that you have to pay your electric. All of a sudden you have these bills and not a lot of money coming in. You can forget to pay the bills, or you can be just so frightened by them you don't do anything about it. And you then end up in financial trouble again and threatened with, you know, being evicted. What the floating support did was had someone walking alongside you in that situation. They could often give you advice and make sure that you were paying your bills on time and that you were eating and you're taking your medicine and whatever. With the disappearing of floating support, what I think we're going to be seeing, what I'm seeing, I think, is people who are not able to maintain those tenancies, and people to call it the revolving door. And people, you know, get in, it looks like they've made it, but actually the door comes around again, and then they're back out on the streets again. So we have a group called the Church's Homeless Network, and we've been particularly anxious about these cuts in supporting people grants and the impact it's had on the vulnerable people in our communities.